Shameless, a case for not feeling bad about feeling good about sex. Introduction, a call for sexual reformation. I'm Nadia Balzweber, and I believe it's time for a sexual reformation in the church. For far too long, Christianity has been obsessed with sex, but not in a good way. Our teachings on sexuality have often caused pain, suffering, and guilt for countless people. In this book, I'm calling for a new approach, one that embraces the beauty of our bodies and sexuality without shame. As a former Lutheran pastor and founder of the House for All Sinners and Saints, I've seen firsthand how damaging the church's messages about sex can be. I've also experienced my own journey of healing and liberation when it comes to sexuality. That's why I wrote this book, to offer hope, healing, and a new way forward for those who have been hurt by religious sexual shame. Confronting harmful teachings. Let's be honest, the church has really messed up when it comes to sex. We've taught people to feel ashamed of their bodies and desires. We've enforced rigid gender roles and expectations. We've demonized LGBTQ plus identities and relationships. We've set up impossible standards of purity that leave people feeling broken and unworthy. I remember being taught as a teenager that my body was a stumbling block for boys, that it was my job to dress modestly so I wouldn't tempt them. The underlying message was that my sexuality was dangerous and needed to be controlled. Is it any wonder so many of us grew up with warped views of our bodies and desires? These harmful teachings have real consequences. I've talked to countless people who carry deep shame about their sexuality, shame that impacts their relationships, their self-worth, and their connection to God. It's time to confront these damaging messages head-on and offer a new vision of sexuality that is life-giving rather than shame-inducing. Embracing our bodies and desires. Here's what I believe. Our bodies and our sexuality are good gifts from God. There's nothing inherently sinful or shameful about desire or pleasure. We don't need to feel bad about feeling good. I think back to the creation story, where God formed human bodies and called them very good. Our bodies, with all their sensations and desires, are part of God's good creation. Sexuality is a way we can experience connection, intimacy, and joy. It's not something to be feared or repressed, but embraced as part of our full humanity. Of course, this doesn't mean anything goes when it comes to sex. We still need ethics and boundaries. But those ethics should be based on mutual care and respect, not arbitrary rules or fear-based control. What if we focused on treating ourselves and others with kindness and dignity, rather than obsessing over who's allowed to do what with whom? Finding freedom from shame. One of the most powerful things we can do is to let go of sexual shame. Shame tells us we're broken, unworthy, and unlovable. It keeps us disconnected from ourselves, from others, and from God. But shame loses its power when we bring it into the light. I remember the first time I shared my own struggles with sexuality in a small group at church. I was terrified of being judged, but instead I found acceptance and grace. As I continued to be honest about my journey, I discovered that so many others carried similar shame and pain. There is such freedom in realizing we're not alone. That's why I believe in the power of storytelling to combat shame. When we share our stories, the messy, complicated reality of our sexual lives, we create space for others to do the same. We realize that none of us have it all figured out, and that's okay. We're all on a journey of growth and healing. Reimagining Christian sexual ethics. So what might a new Christian sexual ethic look like? I believe it starts with seeing sexuality as a gift to be celebrated rather than a temptation to be feared. It focuses on mutual care, consent, and respect rather than rigid rules. It makes space for the beautiful diversity of human sexuality and relationships. This doesn't mean throwing out all boundaries or ignoring the very real potential for harm in sexual relationships. But it does mean critically examining the rules we've been taught and asking if they truly lead to human flourishing. Do they bring more love and connection into the world, or more shame and disconnection? For example, instead of teaching teens to save themselves for marriage, What if we taught them about healthy relationships, consent, and caring for their own and others' well-being? Instead of seeing queer identities as sinful, what if we celebrated the many ways love and intimacy can be expressed? Conclusion: embracing grace and liberation. My hope is that this book will be a starting point for conversations and reflection. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I believe it's time to ask better questions when it comes to sexuality and faith. It's time to create communities where people can be honest about their experiences without fear of judgment. It's time to embrace the goodness of our bodies and desires. If you've been hurt by the church's teachings on sexuality, I want you to know that you are not alone. Your experiences matter. You are worthy of love and belonging, exactly as you are. My prayer is that you will find freedom from shame and discover the beauty of your sexuality as a gift from God. Let's work together to create a new reformation, one that brings healing, wholeness, and joy to our sexual and spiritual lives. It's time to get shameless about sex.